This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Palm Sunday today and save the passion for the days of the week that come before us. It's not because I don't trust you to come on Thursday and Friday that we've done it this way this year. I do trust you. I will see you on Thursday and Friday. I am sure you will walk with us through those days as we mark this Holy Week. But I think this feeling that we have right now, this contrast between the ways we shouted with joy in Sumner's Hall, Hosanna to the one who comes in the name of the Lord, and the difficult, painful story that we just had so beautifully chanted for us, including the crowd's cry again and again, "Let him be crucified." I think that contrast, the discomfort of that quick change from one to the other, is part of our work of preparing for the rest of the week. There were certainly those in the crowd who shouted both things, who were there shouting, "Hosanna," and who were there shouting, "Let him be crucified." I think it took us maybe 25 minutes this morning to get from one to the other. And it took them like 5 or 6 days, depending on how you counted, but I bet it felt just as fast. I bet it seemed like a sudden change to them as well. And here is what I know. I know that Jesus loved them when they cried, "Hosanna," and loved them when they cried, "Let him be crucified." He did not love them any less when they stood before Pilate, and he did not love them any more when they stood on the street corner. It was just as fast for him. They went from laying the branches down to cushion his path to beating him with them. They went from taking their own clothing to lay it down on the donkey and the colt he rode in to stripping him of his clothes and his dignity. They went from praising him to mocking him. And Matthew's story doesn't give us any relief from that. Even the two bandits on the crosses next to him join in the mocking. They are sharing an equally undignified and painful death, and even from their perspective, they mock Jesus. None stand beside him when he faces that moment. And yet, Jesus loves them through it all. I know this because I have seen how Jesus' love works in my life and in your lives. I know that you, like me, have stories of coming here on Sunday and making commitments and turning over new leaves and really sincerely believing those promises and seeing them crumble apart by Thursday or Friday. I know that because I have done that too. Even though I come back here on Thursday and Friday, I still have been in that place where the things I thought I could do in Jesus' name on Sunday fall apart by Thursday or Friday. where I am confronted with my own weakness, my own dishonesty, my own inability to, as the scriptures say, account for the faith that is within me. And so it is good that we find ourselves here with that crowd, that we are reminded again that if we can't hold it together for 4 or 5 days or even for 25 minutes, Christ's love is there through it all. His love extends to the crowd as they line the street. His love is there for the crowd as they shout at him to be crucified. He loves them from the cross as they mock him in his pain. And he loves us, each and every one of you, with that same love that led him to lay down his life. There is nothing, not one thing, not our unfaithfulness, not our flipping, changing hearts, not the tomb and the giant stone and the soldiers who stand to guard it, that can separate us from that love. And so come back on Thursday and Friday so that we can see that love played out in other ways, so we can gather at that table with his most beloved on Thursday evening, so we can gather at the foot of the cross and feel his love in his life laid down for us. And so that on Easter, when we gather again together in this room, our joy might be all the richer for having walked with him through his pain. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.